Today we are entering a new season, one of penance and sacrifice. Together we have gathered here in this church to celebrate Ash Wednesday, the first of the 40 days of the Lenten season, which precedes Easter, in which we are invited to participate more deeply in the spiritual life so as to be prepared for Easter. I encourage you today to enter deeply into the next 40 days of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. The question I want to ask you all tonight, or ask you to ask yourselves more specifically, is what do I seek in my relationship with Christ the Lord? What am I looking for? So often we find ourselves doing things without asking the question why. And therefore we can find ourselves simply going through the motions. We can ask a very common question in this day and the couple days preceding in the next few days, what are you giving up for Lent? But I ask you again, why are you giving up anything for Lent? Why? Do not let Lent go by without answering that why question. For Lent is the time to do more intensely that which we should be doing all year round. Praying, fasting, giving alms, being charitable. When those ashes are imposed on our foreheads, we hear words that remind us that we will die. Again, nothing that is specifically new or unique to this situation. But those words should remind us also, they should evoke what is the end for which we are preparing. What is the purpose of this Lent? To prepare to enter into the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to die just as He did die. And we know that for Him, death was not the end. He rose again. And so, my brothers and sisters, we enter into this season of Lent with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving to sacrifice, to enter into that spiritual discipline, to go into battle with our weaker selves, to go into battle with the devil who seeks to destroy us, so that we can participate in Christ's victory of the cross, so that through our death, over and over in each day, but ultimately the death at the end of our lives, we might participate in His death. So our death will not be the end, but rather the beginning of the joy of Easter, the joy of the resurrection. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we enter into this season of Lent, let us not simply give something up, but let us grow closer to Him who enables us to have joy when we enter the season of Easter. In giving up of things, let us overcome our selfishness. In increasing our prayer, let us learn to have intimacy with God. In giving alms, in being charitable, let us place our wealth at the service of God. My brothers and sisters, during this season of Lent, let us truly give ourselves to God. St. Paul said in his letter to the Corinthians, "On behalf of Christ, I, your ambassador, implore you, be reconciled to God. I, your priest, implore you, be reconciled to God. Go to the sacrament of penance and do not wait. Make haste. Go now. Go early. Go often. In seeking time of prayer, come before our Lord in Holy Communion. This weekend, I encourage you, take advantage of the 40 hours of adoration which we will have starting on Sunday and extending all day Monday into Tuesday, into the evening. Come and listen to Father Hudgens as he preaches those evening reflections at 7:30. Or come and in silence allow your heart to be touched by our Lord's Eucharistic heart. Take advantage of the increased opportunities for the sacrament of penance. Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, Saturday mornings, Saturday evenings. Be reconciled to God. What are you searching for? Why are you here tonight? Is it not because you know that while it is true that we are sinners, it is equally true that our Father of mercies desires not the sinner to die, but to turn back to Him and live?